one's falling over back there.
Can I have first chord on? Ready? And? Now, just out of curiosity, do you think we could start this without a pitch up?
Sure.
My default to fear.
Worth trying.
You can try it, worth trying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just because some songs, if you start without a pitch up, it has more dramatic effect.
Yeah.
And this one, you know, we've done it enough. What is the secret to starting without a pitch up?
Gain to your note right away.
Sorry?
Gain to your note right away.
That, but what do you do before that?
Listen to the pitch.
Listen to the pitch.
Listen to the pitch.
Hope is not a strategy. And you sing your pitch in your head. You actually sing in your head because that will actually activate your vocal cords. So listen to the pitch. I'm going to count you in. And you go right to your ooh-oh, ooh-oh. We're going to try it, okay? So I know right now you're all singing in your head. One, two, sound just needs to get a little richer and fuller. Okay, so we're going to try it like that, but great start! Don't need the pitch up, so start it again.
Such an interesting technique, eh? Okay.
I think it is. I think
it gives you way more support.
Yeah.
Right? And through peers, your sound is way more supportive.
Yeah. Well, it's like an expanded repeat.
Yeah.
And then your sound kind of matches that. Maybe that's why my person is standing like this.
Maybe.
We always think they're just getting the beat.
No, actually.
The choreo.
Can you feel it?
Oh, can you feel? Now, the danger of can you feel? We sing it at the end. We sing it at events, but in large groups. You know, it's kind of like, it's the only song everybody seems to know, so then we just sing it with whoever on a bus, on the plane, you know, weird places. And we, in those situations, we don't necessarily sing it with really good vocal production, because it's almost like a throwaway song. So, I don't know if we've actually ever really sung it or worked on it on the risers. So I would just to say, just think of this as like a contest song. Put your best voice into it, because this is not a throwaway song, okay? For the purposes of the show, it's like part of our important repertoire. Because it's so easy to fall back onto sort of our, you know, at the end of contest, can you feel we're all exhausted? So, it's not that. This is an important part of the second set. So, let's have whatever pitch.
Is that sharp?
Sharp, yes. Now, you don't need to do a pitch on this, I know that, because the basses know what to do. But the basses need to set us up with a really lovely,
the pressure,
move. Right? Okay. Can you feel? Basses, take it. And. So, could all the basses kind of make sure you come in right together and head right for that very clear move? Let's start there. So, again, using this, which I can't reach, maybe. Breathe. Would you like another attempt at that? Can you set your space before you actually create the sound? That had a little bit of a tentative, like it kind of got there, it sort of started like this, and then it kind of went to there. Can you get your space set right before you sing? On your breath? Play that again. You're so vulnerable in this place, right? Ready? And then everybody else has to be ready. Come in! In this, and I think it's just the old muscle memory of kind of always singing it that way. So, can you make yourself sound more mature and more experienced? Has anyone heard Elton John sing it? Yeah. He starts the song out with a very, very, because it's not in his high range anymore. He's now in the lower range, and he starts it with like a very nice mellow, rich sound. Which is what we probably need to look for here. So let's try that again. Now we've got the basses set and ready. And I want the leads. Actually, can everybody do this? Ready, basses, and breathe. Hear that? Stories. difference. So our bases, I just want to make sure you guys do the best, if you do, on your own at the very end there, or is it a loop? Right at the end.
That would be mine.
No, I've never been quite sure what the bases do. What do you
do? Well, it says best, and I always do loop, because okay. I find it hard, if I know it's hard to come in on the other loop, but I
okay, no, we can stick with this, we can stick with the loop, that's what you've all been doing?
Well, I don't know about the others, that's what I do.
I started. Louis,
what have you been doing, Joe?
She music says
Louis. Music says Louis. Okay. Okay.
I know. Don't say best.
Well, I believe I'm married. Actually, best.
It does say best. So we all
yeah.
Because we don't trust.
Did nobody else say best?
I started saying best, and then I didn't.
Although. It does sort of sound funny that you do kings and vagabonds believe the very loo.
Yes.
Instead of the word best, it's just a sentence. Right.
Are we the only ones that are supposed
yeah, to yeah, basically the only ones on that word.
That's their best.
Okay.
They'll try.
Best loo. Yeah. So okay. Next time we come around, can we maybe put the best in?
Uh-huh.
Best in show? Okay.
That's
oh, good. This is our finale. My goodness, everybody's like coughing. I'm like, is it? Oh, please don't be sick. Please don't be sick.
I had a tea and I couldn't.
No, no one's allowed to get sick between now and November 10th.
Right.
Then it'll just go
on the diet.
Sick as you want on November 10th.